It's 35 years now since Pat Finucan, a Belfast solicitor, was shot dead by loyalist paramilitaries, facilitated by British security forces, in front of his wife and family at their home during dinner. His wife Geraldine and children Michael, John and Catherine have spent over three decades fighting to find out what happened. Several examinations of the case found evidence of state collusion, and yesterday the British government ordered an independent public inquiry, which they promised to do 23 years ago and were ordered by a court to do 3 weeks ago. Catherine Finucan is with us now. Catherine Finucan, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning. No problem.
A very big day for your family yesterday. How are you this morning?
Well, yeah, to be honest, it's still very surreal. Yesterday was a crazy day, and it really hasn't sunk in yet. And for all of us, really, I think it's going to take a few days before it really does sink in and we realise what has actually happened.
Your mother said yesterday that she was surprised at the news of a public inquiry. Were you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, 35 years is a very long time to be getting the bad news that we continually got with all the different government officials that we met. You know, you sort of get used to just going to these meetings and being told bad news. So when we got the news that we wanted evening before last, it really was very hard to take in, you know, given the history.
You were very young when your father was murdered. What's it been like for you to carry the memory of what happened to your dad?
Well, yeah, I was 12 when my father was murdered. My younger brother John was 8 and Michael was 17. So yes, it's been incredibly difficult. I mean, we've carried this our whole lives, really. You know, so it has been very difficult, but you know, we're strong. We're a strong family. We're close, and you know, we all have our own children now too. So that has, you know, provided us with some hope, you know, that having our own children has made us more motivated to carry on with the campaign and to provide a better future for them.
How do you remember him, Catherine?
Well, he was, you know, I was his only girl, so I guess some people say that, you know, I was the, you know, the blue-eyed girl. He liked a good laugh. He was always joking, and you know, just like any dad, you know, just like messing with us. And he loved going on holiday, and we had nice holidays together. You know, so that's how I remember him.
What are you expecting to happen now? Because collusion has been clearly established in the many reviews that have taken place into your father's death. What do you want from an inquiry?
Well, you know, an inquiry is the mechanism that we've been campaigning for all these years, because the reviews that we've had up until now haven't had the powers to examine collusion and all the other information that's out there. You know, so the inquiry will be able to examine all that in a way that the reviews haven't been able to. And most importantly, it'll be done in a transparent way. You know, we've never really had any involvement in the reviews. So it's the transparency of the inquiry that will be a different aspect than what we've had up until now.
The MI5, are you confident they will cooperate with this inquiry, because they haven't with any previous such inquiries?
Well, I would imagine that an inquiry has the powers to compel witnesses. They aren't above the law, so I can't imagine any reason why they wouldn't be compelled to cooperate.
When Hilary Benn announced this inquiry in Parliament, some unionist MPs said that your family had received unfair and exceptional treatment, and that there are families of people murdered in the North who also want answers, and say it's unfair that they weren't afforded or aren't going to be afforded the same level of inquiry. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, over the years, we have never made it just about our family. You know, it's always been about, you know, everyone who has lost loved ones here. You know, my mother can't go anywhere without meeting people who come up to her and say, you know, I lost a loved one too, and we're looking to you to keep going for us as well. So, you know, it's never been just about our family. We've been doing this for everyone as well. And we think an inquiry will reveal a lot of answers for other families who have lost loved ones like us as well.
Catherine Finucane, thank you very much for speaking to us today on Morning Ireland. Really appreciate you taking the time.